It is important to keep this relatively small validation study in perspective, so let's review its weaknesses. First, this was a pilot study with a small sample size of only 197 patients of data, as compared with over 4,500 patients studied in DEFINE FLAIR and IFR SWEDEHEART. Second, it is a retrospective analysis of old VERIFY 2 data. Randomized prospective studies are much stronger than retrospective studies. Finally, DPR was calculated and is not a real-world measurement. We know that clinical practice can be much different than measurements made in a clinical study where many data points are excluded due to noise, drift, or other artifacts that arise in the cath lab. Additionally, this study used Virata and Prestige pressure wires, which are made by Philips. They used Philips S5 equipment, not equipment made by Boston Scientific. Also, the DPR measurements were calculated offline using MATLAB software, not an actual console designed for clinical use. Bottom line is that this highly controlled study was conducted in a synthetic environment on Philips equipment, which is a non-real-world situation. It is always important to remember that this pilot study is not outcome data and that it does not offer an economic analysis. At the end of the day, the strong clinical validation behind IFR that was developed over years dwarfs the small pilot study.